Turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 13. Love is what I'm going to teach on today. And people wrote songs about it since they started singing. And the group Foreigner, they wanted to know what love is. Tina Turner wanted to know what love had to do with it. And Nazareth said, love hurts. So I know some of the youth group are going, who, what? But there were some bands that we know. But 1 Corinthians 13, it pretty much tells you everything about love that there is. And that's where I'm going to start with. Verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I have become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. First of all, when Paul's writing, he's writing to the church in Corinth, and they were pretty messed up. You had some of them that had it right, but you had a lot of them who thought because God used them in a spiritual gift, with a spiritual gift and all this, that they were much better than anybody else, and that they were more spiritual and they were closer to God than anybody. So Paul was telling them right off the bat. He said, you can speak with all the tongues that exist in the world, you can speak angels' languages, but if you don't have love, it doesn't mean nothing. All you are is a noise. All you are is just wanting to be heard. You're not, it doesn't mean anything. And though I have the gift of prophecy and I understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. So again, he's reiterating. He said, I don't care. You can do all kinds of miracles. You can go out and move mountains. You can go out prophesy over everybody there is. But if you don't have love, and this love it's talking about all the way through the whole chapter is agape love. The godly love. The love that God has for us, agape, all the way throughout. So if you don't have that kind of love, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you prophesy to. It doesn't matter how many mountains you move. It doesn't matter how much knowledge you have. If you don't have love, it means nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Paul names off all these things. You know, even if I offer my body up, even if I sacrifice myself, but if I'm not doing it out of love, doesn't mean anything. So, you know, first the question is, well, how do I know if I'm doing it out of love, or how do I know if it's out of love? How do I check myself? Well, Paul answers that question in the next few verses. And it's basically a checklist. When you're doing something, you can look at it and read it and see if you're actually doing it out of love, or if you're just doing out of it for vainglory, or if you're doing it to build yourself up, to puff yourself up. He starts in verse 4. He says, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity bondeth not itself, it is not puffed up. So first of all, love, because the word charity there is agape. So if you look, so if you have love, you will suffer long with someone. You won't be quick-tempered, short-tempered, you won't snap. You will suffer long. And you'll be kind. You won't be hurtful. When you do have to say something, it won't be hurtful. It'll be kind. So you might have to correct them, and they may not like it, but you can do it. You can correct someone in a kind way. You don't have to be mean or nasty or sarcastic about it. It envieth not, nor vaunts itself, or is puffed up. Which basically, love, it's not going to be envious. If you love, you're not going to be envious, and you're not going to put yourself above others if you're actually doing it in love. And you're not going to puff yourself up or make yourself look good if you're doing it all out of love. It doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, and is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. So if you're showing love, and if you are the agape love, you always behave yourself. You're not going to be doing something that you shouldn't do or something that's going to look evil. You're going to behave yourself. You're not going to seek after things that's going to please you, and you're not going to be easily provoked. In other words, you're not going to be able to snap when someone tries to provoke you or tease you. You're not going to immediately snap back at them and retaliate. And it doesn't think evil of anybody or anything. It rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth. Which iniquity is sin that you know is sin, but you do it anyway. Love doesn't rejoice in that. So if you're doing something that you know is wrong, but you're doing it anyway, that's iniquity. And there's no agape love there. It beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Which is pretty self-explanatory. Love will stand all things, no matter what, how bad things are or how things are going. It's always going to believe. It's always going to hope and endure through all the bad times, all the good times. It's always going to be there. Charity never faileth. Love will never fail. Those are 16 properties of love, the definition of love. And when we are doing something, or when we're in ministry, or when we do what we think God wants us to do, this is a great checklist to look through and see, well, why are we doing it, or why we feel that way? And instead of charity, put our name there. See how we're doing. Like in verse 4, instead of charity suffereth long, does dawn suffereth long? Am I kind? Do I not envy? Do I not vaunt myself? Do I not puff myself up? And all the way down the list, that's how we check ourselves. The little checklist that we go through to see where we're at, to see if we are showing agape love. And it's the same way as spouses. Is this how we treat our spouse? Look in here and see. Run through the list. See if this is how we love. Because this is what love is. These 16 things is telling us what love is. And this is how we know that we are actually showing godly love to someone and to the world. It's by going through that list and looking at it. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. See, all those things that Corinth was all excited about, all the gifts of the Spirit, all the great things that they were doing in the name of God, but they didn't have love. Paul's telling him, he says, all that stuff's going to vanish. Prophecy is going to be gone. Tongues is going to be gone. Knowledge is going to cease. But love stays. Love is the only thing that will not go away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, that when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. So having faith and hope, the greatest of all is charity. Love, agape love, God's love, godly love. The love that we need to show not only to our God, love that we need to show to our spouses, to our brothers and sisters, and to the world, because they're not going to see it anywhere else. They're not going to see that agape love. And when you look at Jesus, as he gave himself for us, and he did it out of love, when you look through all that list, he didn't do any of it to puff himself up. He didn't do any of it to make himself look good. He did it for us. And that's it. In our ministry, in anything that we do, it shouldn't be anything to make us look good, to puff ourselves up. It should be just out of love that we have to minister to people. And in that, everything else will take care of itself. You will feel good. Most psychiatrists will tell you when you're depressed and if you're suffering from severe depression and all that, one of the best treatments is to serve and help others. And that's how God created us to be that way. To love others, as our motto, love God, love others. He's built us that way, to love and serve one another. And the only time that we're really going to feel fulfilled and good about ourselves is if we're actually doing that and just doing it because we want to love and we want to serve. Not because we want something out of it. And that's where the world misses it. And that's where a lot of churches miss it. They want to get something out of it. And if you're trying to get something out of it, then it's not a sacrifice. You're not giving yourself. You're trying to get something in return. The only thing Jesus wanted was a way for us to love him and be with him. And that's why he did what he did. And that's what he wants us to love and to serve one another. And follow those little 16 guidelines. To look at, and we can recheck and double check ourselves and see, are we actually doing it because we love God, or are we just doing it for ourselves and to make ourselves look good, or are we trying to fool ourselves into thinking that we're doing it for God? We need to look through the checklist, and that way we'll know. So when foreigner sings, I want to know what love is, he needs to read those verses. And he'll find out what it is. When Tina Turner wants to sing, what's love got to do with it? Well, this is what love has to do with it. It's all for nothing if it isn't done for love, if it isn't out of love, if it isn't for love. It doesn't mean any, you know, it doesn't mean anything. All you're trying to do is be heard or be seen. And when other things, love hurts. Yeah, sometimes it does when you have to correct. When you look in at the last verse in Galatians 5, and it talks about how we go to a brother or sister who's taken up in a fault, and we try to correct them. It says to do it in love. And that's how we approach. And yeah, it hurts to be corrected sometimes. But as Proverbs said, faithful are the wounds of a friend. So sometimes if what I have to tell you hurts you, but if it corrects you, then it was worth it if I did it out of love. So my message, though short, again, is love. Do it. Whatever you do, do it out of love. Any ministry, anything that you do, make sure you're doing it out of love. That way it'll be worth something, and then it'll stand as a marker for our God, a witness to the world that we did it out of love. Because the world doesn't, they don't do anything out of love. They say that they do, but they don't even understand what love is. Because they do it, but they want to get rewarded for it or be recognized for it. And there's really, if you're doing it out of love, as long as God recognizes it, that's all that matters. So that's my message this morning. Whatever you do, make sure you're doing it in agape love. Make sure you're doing it by the definition of love that Paul gives in 1 Corinthians 13. And that's my message for this morning.